Blog Talk Radio.
It was good. It was really, really long. The longest flight ever. So, what?
15 hours? Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Excuse me, sir. Can you just stop the car for just that?
I'd love you up forever and kind. Oh, what we've been through, no one else knows. Cause all that matters is how far this goes. And it will go until it starts again. Oh, me and you are just like armor. Nothing can stop love. A couple of forever. A couple of forever. I'm the only one. You're the only one. Together forever. I'm talking about forever. Just a couple of forever. I'm the only one. You're the only one. Together.
searching for a love that can save me from losing my way. Yeah. Give me confused, make me believe, increase my faith. Lay on me, baby, please take your time, I got you. And I'ma talk to your curves until your body say the words, don't you move. All I wanna do, girl, is heal you, give you better than you've been through. All I need from you is your heal. Reassure me that you'll be right here. We can medicate each other, no illness. Supposed to be strong even when it's something that's hard to handle. Yeah. Sometimes I wanna let go, I keep halting right on the pedal. Lay on me, baby, please take your time, I got you. And I'ma talk to your curves until your body say the words, don't you move. All I wanna do, girl, is heal you, give you better than you've been through. All I need from you is your heal. Reassure me that you'll be right here. We can medicate each other, no illness.
Oh, Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Miss VIP, and welcome to Express Your Vibe. Tonight is the night to come in and express yourself. No matter how it is, just come on in and spit your piece. It's open mic. And riding along with me tonight is my diva, La Perla Negra. Diva, how are you tonight?
Hey, hey, diva. I'm good. How you doing?
Oh, boy, I'm doing. So it's all good.
I hear
okay.
It,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. That song,
tonight,
that last song
diva,
inspired me to start writing.
Yes. Okay. And
yes.
And our baby diva had the perfect visual, like you said. Yes, she
okay.
did.
She stays
mm-hmm.
on time. She is always on time.
All right.
I'm trying to tell you. Yeah.
So, diva, tell me something.
Yeah.
How's your vibe tonight?
Oh, my vibe. Hold on, man. I got something. Hold on. Because I was waiting. I got to find it. Okay. This one, I call it My Addictive Chaos.
Mike is yours.
Thank you. I used to be in control of my life. You have entered a space within me and awakened what I knew lay dormant. Now my soul suffocates being away from you, and it weakens me to my core. All because you touched my soul before my skin felt your fingertips. Consistently reciting my story aloud to me from reading it through my eyes. Your love, escorting the faintest whispers of sinful desires to the surface one by one. By leaving my stress of the day from allowing it to trickle down through your beard. Only you unleashed my forbidden fire with the taste of ecstasy in your breath and juices of sweet satisfaction in your kiss. Now, I don't want calm because the pure sight of you makes my soul moan, and the taste of your lips season my thoughts. I crave you, and forever I'll stay high on our chemistry. You calm the chaos inside my head and still the storm of thoughts that steal my sanity. Yet I feel like I'm losing it. My addictive chaos, what have you done? And that's their peace.
You know, every time I hear you spit that piece, I love it more and more. It's like you were led on, you know, this voyage of love, and all of a sudden everything gets confused, and but yet you still stand on the box, still stand. I love that piece, Diva.
thank you so much. Now, I meant to say, and that's that vibe, ladies and gentlemen, the callers.
That's all right.
That are listening. They want to stitch a piece. We end our pieces with, and that's that vibe.
And while we're at
Diva.
Well, before we get into my piece, let's give thanks to whom is due. All right, this program is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? And I got my links on, Diva. And I know you have yours on.
Oh, you know I got mine on. Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Absolutely. And we want to thank author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, for this platform. Without him, there's no epiphany. So,
okay.
Now, Diva, I'm ready.
Well, I want to know, what's your vibe tonight?
Hmm. Well, I think I'm going to get a double vibe, baby, a light vibe right now, and then after that hour, then I'm going to get a little bit raw with it, okay?
Ooh, I'm like,
I'm feeling a certain type of way.
All right, well, go on and express your vibe.
All right. This piece is untitled, I'm in Deep Water. I put my toes in, only meaning to wet my feet, but threw caution to the wind and dove in, tasting your lips as the water sped by, feeling you holding me as the water engulfed my body. I felt the sun shine on me. It felt so good, I couldn't help wanting to stay. It was amazing. I knew I wouldn't drown. My heart sent its beats out to hear your echoes of love. I basked in its warmth. I was beginning to run out of air. I didn't panic. I rose back to the surface. The cool of the water met my face. My body felt bereft as I met land. Getting up, I thought I had another chance. So I dipped my toes in again, only to find the moon had taken the tide, and all I could do was wet my feet, and that's that vibe.
Damn, Diva, you give this visual. I see water, I hear air, I feel it on my skin, blowing through my locks, and just smelling it, and man, It just takes me there. I love you, pieces. And like I said, your ending lines are life, man. They are just everything. Oh my God, I love that piece.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Dean. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
So anyway, let's get our wordsmith on. C-34 music. How are you?
Right.
Welcome to Express Your Vibe. Long time no hear. How are you?
It's been a long time. And
wow.
I didn't want to leave you. Yeah. I'm dealing with the pedophile Biden as the president, so that's what's going on right now. I'm in this Royal Rumble with him, so that's what's up.
Uh-oh.
How are you?
Uh-oh.
Wow.
I'm good. I hear how you're doing now. So
I was on last night, but you know, the work shift called, and also I wanted to tell J. Rob when he was trying to do your voice, Miss VIP. I was wondering if he was going to serve you. I was wondering if he was going to serve you pancakes for breakfast.
Woo.
After playing some basketball. How about you and your friends? About me and the resolution.
Oh,
I was just wondering, and poetic with a good evening. I'm like, okay, you trying to introduce a horror flick or something like that? What's going on, man?
Oh, my goodness.
I miss y'all.
Well, we miss you too.
Yes, indeed.
So, C Double, what's your vibe tonight?
Well, this is from a collaborative piece from my conglomerate of poetry called The Fourth Quarter. And it's called Something I'll Never Find, and I'm going to give you my verse of it whenever you're ready.
Express your vibe.
Okay. I smell them on you. I've seen the thong panties that you don't wear from me. The sparkle in your eyes whenever you mention his name. Remember you used to have that for me. I've shared so much of me in this public display of affection. My masculinity has become irrelevant to you. And now I'm looking feminine, asking these pertinent questions of your emotional adultery. Did you kiss him? Did you let him touch you? Because I know that you've hugged him. You might as well just freak them, because sex between us has been infrequent. There's nothing more to say. You've hurt my feelings and our bond has weakened, so I'm leaving. And don't send out an all-points bulletin to pull me back in. And don't worry now about me, and I'm not cheating. That's what you're thinking. I'm not like you due to the fact I was committed to the finish. But how could you miss all the pain you've inflicted? Is it me or him? Make your decision on who you're quitting. Either way, I forgive you. I need to have room to breathe away from your deceit and lies. Because really, if you think you're lonely now, wait until the night, because that's that vibe.
Ooh.
Okay.
Goodness. All right now. The first two lines been hooking me, and I'm like, well, what? Ooh.
Okay.
All right now. That was dope. I love that piece. Oh, I like that piece. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, all we have to do is put some vocals to it. We'll be fine.
Yeah, exactly. Like Bobby Womack.
Yeah, keep giving me ideas. You know my mind, how my mind goes. It don't change much.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. All right. Well, and, thank you, and
Miss
welcome back.
Miss La Perla Negra.
Yeah, sweet devil.
Do you miss my growl?
I do.
Okay. I was hoping you'd say that.
Give it to me. Don't leave me hanging.
Oh.
I'm waiting for it.
Oh, you are? Really?
You know I am.
Oh, my goodness.
You are a tease.
You know I am.
Oh, I like that.
I'm back, baby.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are. Oh, my goodness. Well, since you are the first caller, we're going to escort you to the Groovy Lounge. The lava lamps are going, and there's some drinks going around. And, you know, I even got food over there, too. I got an amazing cook. So you go on over there and enjoy yourself and enjoy the rest of the show. All right.
Yeah, just remember, make that money. Don't let that money make you.
No, oh, absolutely.
Right.
No, all right, God. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Thank you.
Oh,
my goodness, Diva.
Child.
I would. Had he growled, that would have been it for me. But that's okay.
You hear me? You see, I got quiet, right? I was waiting.
Mm-hmm. Like, wait, yes.
Oh, he's playing. Oh, I don't get no growl. That's all right.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right, girl.
Oh.
I love the piece, though.
All right. So, Diva.
Yes.
Next call up on the mic is the third sexy diva of Epiphany.
Mm-hmm.
That's our baby diva, essentially Janice. Hey, baby girl, how are you?
Hey, it's VIP, La Perla Negra. How are you?
Hey, Janice. How are you tonight, love?
I'm doing good. I'm just, you know, I stay drowsy.
Well, that's what happens when you're on your grown woman thing and you're a mother, you're working. Man, look, drowsiness just becomes second nature.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
Oh, and I heard him sneak that growl in there, too. Y'all got to catch the playback. He snuck it in there.
I heard him a little bit.
I missed it. Yeah, I definitely got to go to the playback and catch it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a split second.
Right.
Okay, well, I don't know. I think I require just a little bit more than a fifth second. But that'll work.
Right, that's what it was. It went long enough.
Right. Mm-hmm. It'll suffice. It shall suffice.
Just for now. Well, Diva, what is your vibe tonight?
I brought a little something. It actually ties in with the show. I think the title itself is "It's My Energy," though.
Okay.
All right.
What's your vibe?
Okay. You had ways of getting me to forget that I'm quiet, that I pause longer than most. There were times when I was comfortable enough to be seen. And when I smiled, you said that my eyes dance. It's when I smile easily that I forget what doesn't come easy for me. It's when I dwell on possibility and forget to worry. It's how I imagine this recurrent day that's flooded by orbs of light and silence. And more than enough time to just be. And eventually, there'll be verses describing the colors that I see when I think of you. So, imagine how my smile faded, how daydreams filled with simplicity and first embraces were invaded by your request to see more of me. And that awkwardest walk, arms crossed, silence-filled weight, that bait and switch, that energy shift was somehow attributed to me. And it's not like I haven't settled for shallow connection before. I've masked disappointment with occasional touch, with benefits that didn't benefit me long enough. I got used to excuses. Those "I'm on my way" texts followed by hours of ellipsis. Listen, I've booked rooms, but not really knowing that at least three reasons why he couldn't come through was more likely. So instead, I went to sleep and woke with prepared fake surprise in response to his prepared lies. But somehow, disappointment still found me. I don't think you heard me just now. I know I speak softly, so I'm going to say that shit again. I actually felt disappointed about not seeing him until he responded to that disappointment with, "Babe, your energy, though." So I'm not new to this use of energy as a catchphrase, this deflection of who you are versus who you share. And I know that there's some trepidation navigating this new expression of wariness. You get to see in me. Thank you for that, by the way. But it's mixed with my smile and sometimes my laugh, and as hard as that may be for you to grasp, it's my energy, though. Essentially, Johnny, and that's my vibe.
Girl.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Diva. Oh, my God.
You know what?
Visuals. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's amazing. It's all right. It's amazing. It's quite all right. That piece was dope. And I'm going to tell you, I got, like, the two lines that really got my imagery going. I can't even talk. Anyway, mm-hmm. It's the smile that making my eyes sing. And then you were saying that that you had benefits that didn't benefit you enough.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I love that line.
Oh,
that's one of my favorite lines.
I see too. Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah.
Ooh, Diva. Oh, with your bad self.
Well, it's the visuals you give us. Like, I always see myself out on a beautiful street somewhere, or either walking on a moonlit beach by myself, you know, digging my toes in the sand and going just near the edge of the tide coming in, and letting the water hit my feet, and the bottom of my ankles. And, girl, you give me visuals. I love your pieces, man.
That's
those beautiful
conversations.
Okay. Oh, man.
You can,
oh, man.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Beautiful piece. Yeah.
Thank you, ladies.
I gotta say, it's interfering with my piece that I'm working on right now, but it's okay.
Oh, no. Johnny, would you do me a favor? That line about disappointment found me, can you repeat that line for me?
Let's see. Yeah. Okay, so instead I went to sleep and woke with prepared fake surprise in response to his prepared lies, but somehow disappointment still found me.
Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? She ain't baby diva no more. She can be diva. That piece just took it over the edge for me.
She's diva.
Yeah, she diva.
Thank you.
No, she's really
my grown lady voice.
That's what's up.
Yes. So, Johnny, thank you so much, for coming through. And since you're on the drowsy side in the groovy lounge, there is a big chaise for you, and it is like so plush and just it's just so soft. You'll fall asleep in no time. So you're right
on my way.
And it's all right. All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
One love, one mind.
Love
one love, mic. One mic.
Oh, diva, she tore it up.
Yes.
I'm like, what? Yeah, that part. It's amazing. All right.
Okay.
Well, now we're in your neck of the woods, my dear. Area code 215. I think I know who this is, but we'll let him introduce himself. Welcome to Fresh Your Vibe.
We know who this is.
Hey, I appreciate the welcome there, ladies.
Hey,
what's
Kenny,
up?
How are you?
I'm
I can't
good,
tell
I'm
from
good.
No more. Yes, well, that's good. Well, thank you for stopping through. We appreciate you.
Yeah, I recognize that uptown number.
yeah. I was basically in the neighborhood, like y'all was saying. I had to scan around. I was like, I was in the mood for some radio tonight, some poetry, and I was just like, what's going on? You know, it felt like I had to look for a bat signal or something. You know, y'all wasn't in the
We round. We never too far. We are never too far. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing all right. I'm living. You know, all I can say is I'm still alive and make it to 2022. So that'd be a blessing, too, you know, so to keep it moving. And plus, DSR, we are, you know, we coming back after our little two-week hiatus. We got the Hater Chronicles coming next week on Mr. Boston's show, just to let y'all know. And, you know, I had to play around with the video. It's a funny video at the beginning.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else you got going on over there, DSR?
Well, features supposed to happen. I mean, feature artists are funny. I mean, to track them down, And I've been talking to a lot of artists trying to get them. You know, it's a hard thing, and it's a little bit annoying. Mm-hmm. It is what okay. it is.
Exactly.
But it's going out there. I'm not going to say who. I'm not going to say what.
Okay.
But
all right.
I'm talking to published authors. I'm talking to poets. I'm talking to the singers who sing covers to other musicians' tracks and songs.
Mm.
And, yeah, stuff like that.
Oh, that's what's up. That sounds like a plan.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up, definitely.
I'm not. Absolutely.
Indeed. But I'm not going to keep boring, y'all.
Well, it's never boring.
You can never do that.
You can never bore.
Never do that.
Okay?
Mm-mm.
I'm going to stop downplaying yourself, man. You didn't even like that. Okay.
Well, I do got a little piece for y'all. I wrote this piece back in, when did I write this? 2017, looks like it says.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, y'all might have heard it before. Title of the piece is called Writing. Is it called an art?
Mm-hmm. Go on and express your vibe.
I keep writing, but no one can hear my words. You may read my books, but do you realize my meaning? I'm pouring my thoughts and soul on the page while visualizing an empty stage. Will I debut in this visual imagery or pass the mic a pen? Seeing countless empty canvases as lives are taken before that time, murder will always be labeled a crime. One of many reasons the ink will never evaporate but absorb and spill, filling blank space. Laugh for a minute. Feeling like I'm writing like I might catch a court case. Writing scriptures that bronze your mind, make you want to take a trip through outer space. Life is a race, giving a writer a rush to create. I want to write this piece, this script, lyric rhyme flow. Call a rap or a freestyle. Do me a favor and just let your mind go. Got me yelling, fuck you, to all those obstacles. My hand spasms, going through withdrawals. Urging to write with a pencil, a pen. Urging to unlock that beast within. Everybody got a story, but it's not all pretend. The struggle is real, most can't defend. Letting the evil win. Instead of taking the life, your mind's eye says to pick up a pen. Even though you may or may not know, every time you write, you create. You materialize, you manifest. Bring it out whatever it is from within. Showing the world when you write, you invent. Become the inventor with your pen. And that's always from DSR all damn day.
That's your vibe.
Yo.
Wow.
He always brings it. Always.
I'm telling you. Yes. And
okay.
You know what? And if it's my last line, I'm telling you, with Kane, it's his first line. And I love that. That's what hooked me to this whole piece. Like you can write words, but no one understands and no one sees them. I'm thinking, what? Mm.
Okay.
I might have paraphrased that, but that was a dope-ass piece. I'm telling you.
As always. As always. Mm. Yeah.
Hey, well, I appreciate that, Ms. VIP. La Perla Negra, you know, had this piece. The funny thing is, I didn't know what to spit on y'all's show tonight. You know, I think the first piece I picked, it was another piece from, oh, damn, it's the same year. Yeah, I didn't even know it was the same year. The other piece was called The Mic, and it was a shorter piece. you know, that piece was a piece that actually happened. I was in a store with, I think they were selling movies, musical instruments. I was hanging out with somebody. Mm-hmm. It was a while back, you know, hanging out with somebody new from school. And they told me to grab a microphone and just start spinning. I'm thinking, I'm just in front of everybody like that. You want to put me on the spot? You know, I was just messing around the store. I was spinning, and everybody started looking and watching me. I was like, oh, damn.
Okay.
Yeah. It was just something in the store, wow. Something that happened. I wrote about that, but that was going to be my choice, but it's kind of short.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I love that piece, though. I love it. So, thank you so much, Kane. Now we're going to usher you in into the groovy lounge. I got food. I got booze. I got regular drinks. And I got a comfy chair with the lava lamp going. So sit back and enjoy the rest of the show, all right, if you can.
All right, will do. Thanks for having me, y'all.
All right, one love.
Oh,
Diva, I'm going to take care of this real quick.
All right.
Tiffany Radio, the for real entertainment network.
Let's love, let's love, let's love, let's love, let's love, let's love.
Next on the mic. This is one of my favorite poets too, and it must be a Philly thing tonight, huh?
You, right? Philly in the
house. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the brainchild of Epiphany, author Larry Maddox, aka For Real the Poet. Hey, Baba dear, how are you?
Hey, hello, ladies. How are you?
Hey, how are you doing? Good to hear from
you. What to do, baby? Take your socks off. Hi, ladies. I've been listening in and I'm enjoying what I'm hearing. The vibe is beautiful. Shout out to my brother, Kane Spade, Asante Janice. Hey, vibe is good.
Yeah. That's what's up. You know what? Mm-hmm. I was going through some. I was trying to find a particular post, an old post that was in Epiphany a while ago, and thanks to Mr. Metaphoria, I figured out how to find it. And I was going through all them old sounds, like, Lord have mercy. That's a beautiful thing, though, to see the videos and the pictures that were posted and stuff. It's just lovely. Need to do a collage one day, like a video of all the pictures and the videos and stuff that were posted in Epiphany. That was pretty cool. I think it was pretty dope.
yeah, come across. Come across a few of them myself and be like, wow, this brings back memories, the different videos and stuff for the different shows and the promos and things like that. It's very touching. Very touching. I know what you mean.
Darling, what's your vibe tonight?
Ooh, oh my. Well, was that a question you said yeah, I got lost after the darling part right there. okay, what's my vibe? What's my vibe?
Mm-hmm.
You want to really know what my vibe is?
Do
you really want to know what my vibe is?
Do you tell?
I think I do. How about that?
You do?
Mm-hmm.
This is my
yes,
vibe. This is my vibe. Are you listening?
Expression.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is my vibe. I'm feeling you feeling me as you enter where I be, standing in forbidden places of me, threatening me with this scripted striptease, teasing me on purpose and deliberately. Okay, take it off then. Remove what you choose. Touch me. But first touch me from distance, perform for me, seductive, playing my mind with those lips until I'm fully erected. Walk barefoot through my cranium, step softly through stiffened cerebellum, dance for me, sensually touch me, telepathically move me without touching me, telekinesis me. Lift me, make me see the things, unseen things, only dreamed. Hypnotize me. Let's leave this room, escape these walls, the floors and the ceiling. Let's travel. Make love to my mind before you touch me. Then let me walk in your fantasy. Slip into your mind, take you from behind, play in the nakedness of your forever wantings. Run hardened fingers down your every longing. Hum melodies of passions in the wetness of ears, heated in anticipation, ready to hear the moans from this tongue, moans and groans, mental love-making songs. Tracks, break beats, hearts beating clips as ass claps. This mental message, this massage on repeat. Skip, skip, skip while I'm slapping that. Your bra's still on. I close my eyes with teeth. My mind's eyes, I remove it. I take it off. They bounce, shimmy and shake. They ripple those light caramel nipples. Let's dance as they dance. Move in rhythm, same time, same pace. Let's travel. Free from gravity, out of space. Lift off again and again to the same beat. Turn things up, accelerate. Herbs, atmosphere, let's escape mentally. Touch me mentally. Mentally touch me. As I mentally squeeze the shit out of your mental ass cheeks. Spasms, I'm having them mentally on purpose. As you lay beneath me purposefully, completely spent in my cranium mentally. Massaging me physically now. Feel me. Feel me as I enter where you be, for real. Unrestrained, stiffened, throbbing veins, heated, holding back the release of these milky things. I'm a sperm whale. Seamen love mermaids. That was silly. Mentally, I giggle. I love the way you lay. The way we play, hide and seek, meet the meat after we mentally sucking, feverishly touching, holding, letting go, releasing, uninhibited is this grip that you have on me as we touch, lick, rub, and meet love mentally. Oh, I'm feeling you as you enter where I be, standing in forbidden places of me, touching me mentally. And that's from the Book of Chocolate, Poems of Life, Love and Circumstances by your boy, For Real the Poet. In peace.
Well, damn. Okay.
That's real good.
Chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I can say as well.
I don't know what to say right now because I'm swooning. That was beautiful. It was silky, like melted chocolate. Lord, from the book.
Uh-oh.
Lord.
Thank you.
I liked it. I really, really like it. It was good.
You know what? I loved when you said, in order to touch me, you have to touch my mental or something like that along those lines. And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, this is getting a little hot. Because then you started going in, and I'm thinking, well, I'll just fly on into it. That was a beautiful piece, though. I'm like, woo.
Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, love.
All right. You're welcome.
Now,
so, before we let you go, darling, what you got going on?
Hey, well, Monday night at Epiphany will be the Soul Cafe. I put a phrase out there. I put a topic out there for those that would like to write to it. Feel free to write to it. And that is, rescue me from love.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Rescue me.
My goodness, I got words blown in my head already.
Put a pause in it. From love. Hey, so other than that is poetry, open mic. But if you want to write to that prompt, feel free to do so. We'll be having some pick up your pen as well. We'll recreate some pieces
mm-hmm.
right here on the spot for those that aren't afraid to do so. And that's that peak. Baby, baby, did I leave something out?
And that phrase again, for real, is love come rescue me or rescue me from love?
Rescue me. Okay, the whole thing, this is we're back to telling stories. Tell me a story. And the story that
mm-hmm.
should be told is rescue me from love.
Gotcha, baby. I got you. I got this. So I have it. All right.
I got pen to paper right now working on that.
Yeah, I got to get my piece together. I'm lunching.
All right. Well, so
and I'm not cheating.
We're going to. Oh, I know.
Yeah,
none of us are cheating
that.
This time.
Thank
you gave out the phrase already.
Yeah. Still somebody will find a way to cheat.
Oh, my. I don't know how, but
there's a couple
okay.
of people. There's a couple of people. I just want to, matter of fact, I shout out, well, I'm not blaming nobody or saying anything, but I'd like to say hello to my brother Van. Send a big shout out to Subliminal. The Darnell. There's a Darnell in the building. I didn't think Darnell. A couple of people that I have to watch,
mm-hmm.
If Tila Shell's in the building. You know what? Check this out. Let me say this mm-hmm. real quick. From the last Soul Cafe show, we had our last phrase that we wrote to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna ask Miss Essentially Janice, who didn't get a chance to write at the time of the show. She wrote later on to that prompt, and she posted. I don't know how many of you seen that. She cheated so deeply. I loved it. I gave her points for cheating. I would like for her to come back this Monday and share that piece before we go into what we're going to do, because she did some things with that piece that I would like to share with you guys. How she broke down the phrases and did them in a way where it's very unique and very creative. And I just want to congratulate her on that piece that she wrote. She did something with the phrases that I would have never thought about doing, and I thought it was very interesting. So I would like essentially Janice to make sure, well, she's going to be there. I want her to know that she's going to be put on the spot, because I want to hear that piece so we can talk about it. So that's the soul cast.
So you letting her know?
Yeah, because I know she's
heard. That's her.
I know she heard me.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
All right.
So, ladies, y'all continue to do y'all thing. I'm going to sit back and continue to listen. Like I said, I'm loving the vibe. Did I say that's that vibe after I get my piece? If I didn't, that's that vibe.
There you go. It's all good. You got it.
Okay.
In there.
Really?
Baby, baby.
All right.
Much
it's time to go into the groovy lounge, baby.
Yeah.
Come on into that groovy lounge and sit back. And I got your favorite over there. All right.
I got you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
All right. One love, one mic.
One love,
one love, one mic. Baby, baby.
Oh my goodness. All right. Tina. Right quick. Right quick.
They know who we be.
So Diva, it is the 10 o'clock hour, top of the hour, and we got one more hour to go. So would you like to do the rundown for this week, or shall that be me?
This is your show, love. You go on. You got this.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, the upcoming programs for Epiphany are tomorrow night is Poetic Therapy with my diva, La Perla Negra, and that silver tongued devil, Stan the Man Phillips. On Sunday evening, 9 p.m., is the Inspiration Factory with Poetic, a.k.a. Mr. Van Meadows, and Divine Inspiration, that's a.k.a. Paul Sampson. Monday, like for real just said, is the Soul Cafe. And that's for all the hosts of the show. And come on out, because there's going to be, he already gave the phrase out, so go on and write to it and hit us up on Monday. Tuesday, we have Fly Speak or Honey Drippers or the War Council with Mojave. If he said it, I forgot it. Anyway, on Wednesday, Miss VIP, that's me, and my diva, La Perla Negra, will be in the Love Zone. So the topic is undetermined as of yet, but y'all go ahead and join us, because we've been having some damn good topics.
Yeah.
Thursday evening, it's the Get Down with Poetic, a.k.a. Van Meadows, and J-Rob, the Wise Son.
Yeah.
So y'all come on out. And then Friday will be Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. All right. And then it's right back here on Saturday. And that's going to be you coming. Oh, well, I guess that'll be Poetic, right? But anyway, that
yes,
is the
will.
Week. And I think we're ready for the next poet.
We
are.
Are
you ready, Diva?
Oh, I'm
all right.
Excited. But, yeah.
This is whom I call Poet Laureate, but he's the New York Dawn, too. Hey, J-Rob.
Hey, J-Rob. Sexy intellectual.
Hello, Pearl.
How you doing?
I'm feeling like Rasputia. How you did?
Oh, my goodness.
I had to remember what this show was because I was fixing to come in here on some romantic shit and be like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Love song.
Oh, boy.
I'm
now you've expressed your vibe. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
I was going to go there.
Until you remember, right?
So I remember this was Express Your Vibe. And I got to talk like this.
Ooh.
I got to take it down a little bit. I got to pretend that I'm playing with my nipples.
Well, you go right ahead.
Having a conversation with
y'all. Y'all just using the night, Lord. Oh, my.
I haven't said anything dirty. I just simply said, I'm twirling my nipple ring while I'm talking to y'all. It makes it more interesting.
And that makes me stick my tongue out.
You just might find happiness in places you never looked. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Old diva. You going to leave the door open?
I'm going to leave the door open. I'm going to leave the door open.
Oh
my God.
That is the dopest song on the market right now.
It is. And it's a groove. It's not just a word. It's an actual groove, okay?
The next time y'all watch that video, I want you to imagine me and Van Meadows as the lead singers and David Mott and Mojave as the background singers. Van can be Bruno Mars because Van sings better than I do. But I'm going to be the cat that falls on the floor and lays there while Van steps over me singing.
He's going to be in the window with the cigarette.
He's
going to
be stuck down.
He's going to have all the kids with him.
I would be like, I hope you find what you're looking for. But I also hope that you walk in these streets barefooted. Come on.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. You know what? You ain't right. Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Diva. It's your show, girl. Go.
No. It's okay.
So sorry.
I'm trying to see it. I'm really trying to see it in my head. So if Dan is
Bruno
Mars,
I'm gonna send you the video.
Does that make you silk?
I'm gonna send you the video.
I got it,
and
but does that make
you
silk, Robin?
Smoke who?
No.
Baby, you got to see the video to understand where I'm taking this conversation. I'm gonna send it to you personally so you can understand where I'm going.
Okay.
That tone.
So this is Express Your Vibe. I haven't called Express Your Vibe in a minute. So tell me something. What am I expressing? And what vibe am I trying to give off? Cause
that's what we want to know.
I've been writing so much good poetry, girl.
All right.
I mean, I'm saying some really good stuff. I'm like, damn.
I know you are. I'm going to no doubt. Who child with my fan? I'm flashing, Lord. So what is your vibe tonight?
Say again.
What is your vibe tonight?
My vibe for tonight is touching parts of your imagination and allowing you to take Kodak photographs of what I'm saying to you so that you can keep those pictures to yourself. And at times where you're by yourself and not anywhere else, you can actually go back to what I'm telling you, look at it and be like, that shit was pretty hot. I'm just saying.
Express your vibe.
so when do you want the peace?
That's what we say when we want the peace.
Oh, that's the prompt? Oh, that's the prompt? What's your vibe? And then I could go and do my thing?
Yes, go do your thing.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. I'm learning. I'm learning. I'm learning. This is dedicated to the girl who wouldn't say anything to me on a train, but stared me in my face the entire time. I need you to let me fill the walls of your intellect with what's been missing. Deeply passionate, unmitigated memories of what I want to call me and you, or you might call it us. Because sometimes I just got to give you a reason to miss me. And if we're going there, I remember the day that I met you. And I often replay that moment in my mind, and I slowly rewind that like an old-fashioned movie time after time as I watch you walk by. And ever since that day, I must admit that falling in love with you has been the easiest thing that I have ever done. Because since that day, every single waking moment with you has been right back to that Kodak moment when I will never forget and always remember what you looked, smelled, and dressed like. I keep these memories of you on my personal mental file, just in case there's a time when I'm too old to tell you and I might grow senile as djembe drums slowly play rhythmic tunes to every step you walk, all because I want us to be the never-ending story that makes your happiness smile, hugs your soul, and whispers ancestral poems of forever into your quintessence. I want you to look back at everything we ever done, lick your lips when I'm not around, and wish that I was there to kiss them all over again by surprise the very first time I ever said, can I have a kiss? And before you said, let me think about it, I was already inside of your mouth enjoying every single bit of you. I just want us to keep reliving the moments like that over and over again. So the next time you lick your lips, I need you to look to your left and your right before it's too late, because I just might be there to take the rest of it off your mouth. Because like I said, sometimes I gotta give you a reason to miss me. But falling in love with you was the easiest thing that I've ever done. You ready?
God. Oh my goodness. I can't take it right now, Viva. I can't do it.
I need one more thing from you.
Yes,
can
ma'am.
I hear that very first line once again, please?
The very first line?
Yeah.
It says, let me fill the walls of your intellect with what has been missing. Deeply passionate, unmitigated memories of us. Because sometimes I just got to give you a reason to miss me.
I can't take it. I just can't take it no more. I can't take it no more.
I'm trying to get on your frequency.
Can I kiss you? Before you say it, I'm going in. I'm like,
I'm already in your mouth. Are you kidding
me?
Yes.
I always thought that was something real sexy to do to somebody that you're dating. When you can, like, see something coming from behind, and you whisper in their ear, and you're just like, can I have a kiss? And before they say anything, you're already inside their mouth.
Don't say it again.
Okay.
I'm too young for this. Wait a minute. I'm older. Oh, man.
I'm going to need a battery replacement for this. Lord.
J-Rob, that was amazing. Romantic, swoon-worthy, arousing, to say the least. Help us all. I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray my way out of this. But okay. But thank you, sir. And don't you dare leave without telling us what you got going on. Oh,
let me take my hands off of my nipple ring for a second. Thursday night, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. Yours truly, John Robinson, a.k.a. J. Rob, the wise son. Have something real special in store for Thursday night, 9 p.m., on this little radio show called The Get Down. And I'm hoping that a whole lot of people within the sound of my voice get a chance to call in, say what's up, get on down, share something that we're about to include everybody on, and let's see what you can do. We have some special things coming up down the road that's going to be for everybody. Pick a poet. Bring a poet. This is going to be some real fly stuff. So I'm hoping to goodness gracious that y'all can come through. Say what's up, even if you ain't spitting poetry. I just want to hear from y'all because it makes my day.
You got me playing with my lips, Lord. Okay.
I just can't take it. But anyway, I'm going to try to escort you to the Groovy Lounge. Your Cuban cigars and your favorite drink are there. And
hold my hand slowly, baby. You know, hold my hand slowly. You know, my hands be wandering like my eyes.
So, thank you so much.
Moved all the furniture around. It's upset everything.
What? I do nothing. I'm just reciting some things that I like when I like what I like.
Your energy is mad crazy right now, but Diva, please.
I'm trying to escort him into the Love Lounge. Okay, I said the favorite stuff was there.
You mean?
Hold my hand nicely and talk to me. I'm on my way.
You know what? Before you go, J-Rob the Wise Son, see, I noticed you and Van were kind of like teasing me last night, so Van called me a girl six, so I might do that piece before the show ends.
Hey, take this.
There you have it.
As long as you can do that girl six thing, I'll be that boy nine thing. We can do that six plus nine thing. And maybe,
oh my,
just maybe, enjoy the happily ever after that angels are jealous of. I'm simply just saying, what's good with you?
Okay. Get your sexy ass in the doggone Love Lounge on the Groovy Lounge.
I'm on my way.
All right. One love, one mic.
One and one, y'all. Love and mic.
Oh, love and mic.
I can't.
Girl. Damn.
I need a minute. Girl, I need a minute.
You want a phone? I got one for you if you want a phone. I'm gonna play a song. How about that? Here we go.
You know that I'm the one. But you're always taking. ain't got no time to wait. I knew I wanted you, thank God now I can show it. All this love you feel like you don't deserve from me. Baby, you've been waiting, here it is for free. We can't keep playing these games like you don't deserve to be present here with you, you present for me. Soon as I get in your field, girl, I can't help what I feel. I just make love to your soul, deeper than you ever felt it. I knew this love existed, I'm just happy it came through your body. We're going and going, no stopping. Baby, you give me no option. You know I got you, baby. You know I love you, girl. I know how to keep you. That luxury love, whatever you need. For you ain't too much, take as much as you need to. That luxury love, luxury love,
luxury, luxury love, luxury love was missing.
It's just a luxury with me, luxury love,
luxury, luxury love, luxury love was missing.
It's just a luxury with you, babe, yeah. You're shining like the sun, shining with you. You know I like to face it, getting it up. Your purple water's dripping, I'm drowning, going deep in. So don't you try to save me, baby, cause you need it. All this love you feel like you don't deserve from me. Oh, baby, you've been waiting, here it is free. Yeah, we can't keep playing these games like you don't deserve to be you. Present here with you, you present for me.
Yeah.
Soon as I get in your field, girl, I can't help what I feel.
Yeah.
I just make love to your soul, deeper than you ever felt it.
Yeah.
I knew this love existed, I'm just happy it came through your body. We're going and going, no stopping. Baby, you give me no option.
You know I got you,
you know I love you. I know how to keep you. That luxury love, whatever you need. For you ain't too much, take as much as you need to. That luxury love, that luxury love.
So spaced out, doing the most,
exposed,
shoot to the stars with me. Synergy is so chosen, but I need your face down in the pillow.
Just go,
let go.
Give me some slow mo.
Yeah,
it's over, sure.
Whoa, Eva, that was it. That was it for me. You know what? I'm going to do this one last one, and then we're going to go into another call.
Okay.
I think I need more than a minute, but let's bring on the next caller.
All right. Bring
on. I'm jacked up. All right. I do believe this is Blaze. Hey, Blaze. Welcome to Express Your Vibe. How are you?
I'm doing great, ladies. How you doing?
I'm doing.
I'm all right. I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm here tonight to respect the ladies.
All right.
Okay.
How would you ladies
tell us what your vibe is? It's good. It was slow to me because I'm down here, but maybe fast for everybody else. But it was a slow week for me.
Oh, okay. All right.
And it's freezing cold up there. And not so bad it's down chilly. Here.
It's getting chilly here.
Just a little. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So did you have a nice week, Lane?
Oh, I had a beautiful week, man. Very beautiful week.
Oh,
all
great.
Way up until I came to work today. I'm still having a beautiful time right now while I'm at work.
Oh, well, that's what's up. Mm-hmm. All right. Uh-oh. What's your vibe tonight?
My vibe is making sure I see the worthiness and the highest respect in our women today.
Okay. Go on. Express your vibe.
The essence of beauty that outlines the infrastructure and aura of our women today, so fucking disrespectful. But me, I shouldn't have to check you. Let's move to the arrival of our babies and what mothers go through. Better yet, negative dudes that leave them abandoned at random, using their souls for ransom as they plan them days of tandem cocktail hopscotch. These guys feel as though they're top-notch. If you laid up and made a child, be a father. And no, this is no video game, so stop playing pop ops. A boy is defined by his noises, Pete's sakes. But a man is defined by the choices he makes. Men, a lot of these women need breaks from your BS, so please just grant them release date. You see, greed makes you believe that they're trophies and or prizes that you won from a sweepstakes and not see them as human beings with the same desires to do what we achieve make, so we need to leave mistakes behind us, because what these queens have faced to find us, beginning in the little girl arena while being stalked by hyena, they've been and still are dreamers to see a world that is paved, a world where they're not sex slaves, a world where we found ways to continuously educate and also found ways for testosterone levels to digress, not to escalate. I think it's best to take the high road in pleasing our ladies, but a lot of us are unknowingly squeezing our own esophagus. When we elect to disrespect, what comes next is they hand us the axe. Facts, we are the one that chop us up. Women have experienced men that run the streets, and they're not going to wait to be rescued. They look at us like, come on, baby. Yo, not in a nice way either. It's like, boy, I really want to call you test tube, not the fuss. We are the reason why our tops get bust, because we call ourselves using logic. What? You just saw a hot chick lusting after what you've forgotten is so much child that hurts deep inside. I'm talking to her inner core. And let's not forget she's forgiven you for all of the past sins and more, but you've taken her to a level where she almost feels the need to want to skin you raw. Do you understand that she's mentally traveling a path she's never been before? Hence, those sores touch the bone marrow of souls to come. Honestly, I wanted this to be holistically about the power of the Nubian queens, but I then saw that it inclusively touches any and all genres. So in that being said, they, meaning all women and younger females alike, should be not only respected, but protected, loved, cherished, and honored. All of them. We should show all of them that they are worthy of the highest respect. They are worthy of the highest respect. Blaze and peace.
Wow. That's a beautiful, beautiful
message
to women. Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that was beautiful. I loved it.
That's very nice.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It was.
Yeah.
I mean that too. It's not just a poem. That's really heartfelt.
We know you do. We know you do.
Absolutely.
And it is greatly
mm-hmm.
appreciated. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
You're absolutely welcome.
Well, Blaze, we're going to usher you into the Groovy Lounge. There is a special chair for you. Anything you want to eat or drink is there. I got people. And
all right.
Also, just take a look at that lava lamp because it's amazing. It's a big, giant one. It's right in the middle of the floor that everybody can vibe off. So, you're good.
Yeah.
One love, one mic.
One love, one
mic. Thank you. All right.
Whoa. That was nice. Wow. All right. Wait a minute. Who is next on this mic? This is Mrs. Robinson. Oh, welcome to Express Your Vibe. I would have started singing the song, but no.
You can. Go, songbook. Fine.
Oh my goodness! I get it so often. But hey, this is Express Your Vibe. So Express Your Vibe.
Yes. What's going on? How you been?
Hey, ladies. I've been good. How you been?
Hey,
we've been
listening
to you. I've been missing you.
Yeah, you have.
Go ahead and get on.
I've been sending subliminal messages through your hubby to you.
And it got it here, huh?
If you know, he does not tell me anything anymore.
he thinks I was ganging up on him, but I wasn't. I wasn't. I was being nice. I was cordial. It's good to hear from you, though. I'm good. How's that beautiful grandbaby?
That grandbaby is a mess.
That's all I can say, he is a mess.
But I don't think I would trade him for anything in the world.
I know that.
Absolutely.
I already know that.
It's a beautiful thing being a grandmother. That's a damn sure.
Yes, yes.
Well, I'm celebrating my turn.
You'll be hitting the club soon. Yep, you're going to be hitting the club soon.
And I can't wait. He's going to be rotten as hell.
I know.
It's going to be all your fault.
So, Mrs. Robinson, what is your vibe tonight?
I've been working on this one for a little while. I've been changing it up and playing with it. So I'm going to see how this new version of this comes out. Y'all tell me what y'all think.
Did you say the B version?
Well, go ahead and express your vibe.
All right. Imagine a creamy, smooth, erotic flavor caressing your seams through and through before melting over your tongue. Delicious delicacy deep in your esophagus, melting luxurious manifestation, submerging your soul's existence until nothing remains. Every bite empowering, tantalizing euphoric nectar to your lips, rewarding your favorite treat, cocoa beans, finest winning masterpiece. You take your time nibbling slowly while intertwining each productive ambrosia abundantly. As this aroma dances, euphoriant over your threshold, your eyes begin to roll back. Shit, Willy Wonka ain't got nothing on this. Cadbury. You see, every morsel, it fornicates your palate, one phenomenal essence nugent. It's more like a vintage Godiva. It's saturating and penetrating and producing drowning murmurs of pure delight, breaking you off a piece. It's more like it's got your kitty cat purring, mastering your orgasmic emphasis, those emphases that have those special something, something. You see, you begin to masturbate until you've squirted your creamy feeling. Your heavenly aphrodisiac intensifies, uncovering this succulent chocolate-covered strawberry. This world's finest Asher's break up nor fair trade supersedes your custom-made sweet impression, knowing how infamously addictive it is to taste. You try to limit your indulgence, but this truffle will have you going ape shit. So you take your time. You take your time carefully peeling the wrapper, working your way down its length. It's tough not to nibble signature premium chocolate. Vanilla cream filled nougat. You see, Mother's has gifted this collection. Once you take it in and you're surrounding you and it's submerging you, this much needed pleasantry of dark chocolate, it's all in your face. Your eyes fixated, glaze in amazement, you confess your daily intake. Time of day does not matter. Clearly, conception is the only important factor. The significance is possessive. To cease tames your inner freak. You meant to be together. 3 times a day, 365, 24/7. You see, you thought I was talking about a man. I'm talking about Hershey's Almond Candy Bar. You're melting your mouth and not in your hands. That's my chocolate addiction. And that's that drip.
You know what?
You got it right at the end. My goodness.
No, you did just kill me with the Hershey's. You know what? You know what?
Yeah.
That was decent. No, that was decent. Tricky, but that was decent. I like
it. Really was.
Ooh, we're going to talk later about that. Girl, oh, she got me good. I was all into it. Like,
Hey, subliminal. That's like the Cinnabon. You just grabbed us, and I was all with it. I swear.
That was dope. All right, you got
that was
me.
Really dope.
Wow, that's what's up, girl.
Thank you. Hey, y'all got me laughing. Oh my goodness. You fulfilled your objective. You got a heaven.
That was really cool.
All right, baby. So what you got going on? Oh, let's see. Me personally, everything.
Can you narrow it down?
Oh, wow. Let's see. Today's Friday. So, Sunday we have 2020 Vision. Be on the lookout for a couple of new shows coming up. Tuesday we have the Authors Lounge. I'm pretty sure he told you guys on the 23rd we've got some gentlemen coming from The Wire. Oh, please call in with your questions. Please, please, please call in with your questions. Yeah, it's an actor from The Wire. So I am excited about that show. I can't wait. I got some things that I want to ask, some things I want to know. I'm pretty sure everybody else want to know how to get into the acting business, too. Call in.
Mm-hmm. That's
the problem. Mm-hmm. You told me to narrow it down. That's what I did, ladies.
You did. You did.
All right, my dear. I'm going to unwrap. Look, now I'm going to go unwrap my Hershey's almond candy bar and enjoy the rest of the show.
Oh.
All right, now, Diane. Well, you can do that in the love line right along with them. And check out that big giant lava lamp in the center of the floor. We got you. And I might have some candy for you over there, too. Enjoy.
Well, thank you, ma'am.
I sure will.
All right.
One love, one
mic.
Diva. Mm. Oh, my goodness. Everybody
you know
came
what,
in
Diva?
And showed out.
I'm going to start calling her and her husband Team Badness. Team Mischief. I'm calling Team Mischief. That's what I'm calling.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
All right, Diva. Since this is, I got to get straightened up the panel. Since this past Children's Hour, let's just put it that way, I'm going to be real fixed. And I'll dedicate it to the men of the Get Down. How about that?
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, go on.
Now, let me warn you.
Okay.
This is a warning. It's a little nasty.
Okay. Girl, get as nasty as you want this to hear. You'll laugh.
All right. Tonight, let me be your girl six. I'm going to take you to ecstasy. You know you love it when I talk nasty. I'm going to make you come hard tonight. Should I be slutty or classy? I know you want me, but how? On all fours or on my back? Tell me how you'll punish my pink hole. My screen name is The Bandit. I'll steal your soul. Just thinking of your big dick has me aroused, hypnotized, stigmatized. My snatch is so warm and juicy, waiting for you to pound. Oh, yes, go ahead and stroke it. Let me hear that sound. You want to spank my pussy and clit? Oh, yes, baby, I'm going to come, going to gush. Yes, baby, do that shit. Then go back in. I need it so much. I'm ready for my prize. Where do you want to shoot it, baby? On my face? Watch my eyes? Or do you want it deep within? Come now, baby. Join me in this sexy sin. Yes, I hear you breathing heavy in the afterglow. This is The Bandit. Your girl six. Goodbye for now. I have to go. And that's that piece.
Well, I'm sure you gentlemen have heard that was for y'all. That was hot. Ooh, my dude, nasty naughty girl. Ooh, you got me. You had me looking for a piece to do some nastiness. You know that's my thing, girl. Ooh, I like that. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I got something for you. I got something for you.
Girl, go ahead. Go ahead and express your vibe.
Thank you. Now, this is untitled. And this is an old piece.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It always starts with that look in his eyes, a low growl, and slow lip licking. In that order. I know there is no escape in those actions sank. In his eyes I get stuck like a deer caught in headlights, but I really don't want to move, so growl. Yeah. Send such powerful vibrations through me that shake my foundation, and my breathing becomes labored with excitement for his touch. With every glide of his tongue across his lips, I get wetter. He's so good at what he does. I should have known that he likes to bite anywhere. My bottom lip, my nipples, my neck, stomach, shoulders, thighs, shit. But not those lips. It says certain lips. Oh, well, should only be kissed and licked. Especially lips flavored with the bliss of cinnamon, mocha, and chocolate. But I bite too, and that's it.
All right now. I love it. Yes, genius.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, Diva.
That vibe.
Yeah, that's what's up. So, Diva, we're going to bring... We're going to bring Lady A in because she has another engagement. All right. So,
okay.
Lady A, how are you?
Good, thanks. And you?
Hey.
Oh, we're great.
Welcome to Express Your Vibe, Lady A.
Well, I feel like an idiot because I've been sitting on hold since almost the beginning of the show, and I forgot to press one.
That's why. You know what? I said that. I said she probably don't even realize her hand is not up.
No,
you
I didn't. And I kept looking at the timer, and I'm thinking, like, oh, my God, are they going to get to me? And then I realized I didn't press one, so sorry about that. But I have been listening. It's been a great show.
Thank you. Awesome, awesome. Well, you're here now. So what's your vibe for tonight?
Well, I have three poems I was going to pick from. One is a little bit sensual, another one's romantic, another one's funny. So I'll let you choose.
The
well,
one that's funny. Go ahead, Lisa.
Well, we want some sexy sensual, but the choice is yours. I want to hear something sensual about you, though, honestly.
Right. Okay, let me see. All right, okay, I'm going to do this one. It's called Resplendent.
Well, go on and express your vibes.
Thank you. Beauty, which is man, perfection as he stands, sinewy, ripped, shredded, Adonis, reincarnated. Goddess, Aphrodite wants him for her own. Tasty treasures taunt her sleep. In her dreams, she moans. Magnificent beyond compare, she touches every inch. Hardened girth, her hand grasps firm. Oh, she's wet and squirms. Posterior glutes entice her mood. Her hips press into his. Sculpted, he is David, king to her wanton queen. Resplendent above all gods, she worships him with oil, sliding down his belly, lower to his groin, lingering on his phallus and gorge, stiff and steely. His groaning lights her fire, she devours greedily. Exquisite form, few are adorned with muscles made for love. He is Scarlet's Rhett Butler, with knowing hands thereof. A vixen, she leads him, then he takes the lead. First, easy riding, faster their hips in sync. She pleads. End poem.
That's a good
one. Okay, lady.
All
right. Yes.
Wow. I love that. I love that. It's not often you hear that you don't hear the male another region referred to as the South.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that kind of stuff right there.
Yes,
that was beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. I wrote a note there for J-Rob, too. He was hilarious, wasn't he?
He made me feel funny. That's what he did. Yeah, he tickled the shit out of me.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, it was a good show, ladies.
Right on.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. Thanks again. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Oh, Diva, this was an amazing show.
It was.
All right.
It absolutely was.
Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, we are so pleased that everybody came by tonight. And the vibe was high, the vibe was sexy, the vibe was sensual, and the vibe was sultry. So, I appreciate you guys. Listen, still stay safe. Wear your masks. All right, it's not over. It is far from over. So, Diva, what you got?
Well, I want to say thank you for having me on your show. I love doing the Expressive Vibe with you and listening to all the wonderful pieces, the unique styles and poems that they brought here, and these wonderful poets. And everybody, I want y'all to continue to love yourself. Be kind to yourself. This relationship between you and yourself is never going anywhere, okay? So be good to yourself. To love one another and respect each other. And still, play it safe, y'all, because these germs out here ain't no joke. They target anybody. They don't care. All right? So, y'all, be safe. And with that, Diva, I'm going to say peace.
I can run like a race for hours and hours and don't stop. I can soar, I can fly to the highest mountain top. I can breathe you, I can drink in your laugh. I can live on your smile. I can trip and I can fall into your arms. I can stay there.
I can't even feel.
Thank you.